Hey folks, it's Tony from ShoreCraftBeer.com here with this week's sub-podcast of the Beer with Strangers show. We talked to Tracy Huggins, who is the salesperson for Third Wave in Del Mar, and we talked about lots of cool things. Mostly we talked about how she decides which beers to try and get into places and how she succeeds and some of the difficulties that she has in finding a spot for Third Wave. We also got to talk about some of the big events that Third Wave has coming up, which we're going to try to do every week. Please feel free to respond. Respond and let us know how we're doing. Let us know if there's someone you want us to talk to, because we can, we have lots of phone numbers. We have phones. We have time. We're happy to talk to whomever we can. One of the really interesting things that Tracy got at was that when she's trying to sell beer to a place, you know, if it's a restaurant, she'll go in and she'll have a meal or two, and she'll kind of get a sense of what the menu has that goes well with her beers, so that she can say to the manager, hey, you know, I've got this beer, you've got this menu item, they go really well together. I think that, you know, if you told people that, you'd sell more beer, you'd sell more food, everybody'd be happy. Which is something that I don't think we think enough about, is how important it is to get the rest of the public educated. I mean, if you're listening to a beer podcast, you probably have a pretty good sense of what's what. But there are people who are still, like Tracy, and last week we spoke with Ryan Telly from Fordham, who are trying to get people to understand that beer is something that you can drink just to drink it and just for fun. But if you want to add complexity to a meal, if you want to add complexity to an afternoon snack, you know, you can do that with beer if you're willing to make the effort. And, you know, these guys are willing to show people how to make the effort. In other news, we hope to debut our app in early May, late May. Before too long, we have our ShoreCraft Beer app coming out. We did also debut another page on the website. If you haven't gotten this from the website, you may want to check it out. Go to shorecraftbeer.com. If you click on articles, there'll be a news of the week. I forget what I called it, but it's like a news of the week page where I put up some of the best social posts about local beer that I've come across over the course of the last several days. What's great about that is if you're looking for something to do and there's something going on at a local brewery, then I put it up. So it's a great way to keep track of what you can do at our local breweries. Enjoy. This is Tracy Huggins from Third Wave Brewery.
You've been with Third Wave for how long?
Since October.
And how did you get that gig?
Well, I worked for a distributor, and I was friends with Toby, and Toby said that Third Wave was looking for someone, and since Third Wave has been my favorite local brewery since they opened, I decided to try out an interview. I guess it seems like Lori and I hit it off, and it worked out.
That's cool. And how did you end up in the distributing business?
Well, I've worked in hospitality since I was 14, so I've been doing the restaurant business for so long, I was looking to kind of make a change with that. I've kind of got all the way up to management, and it's a great job, but it's still very demanding, doesn't allow you a lot of personal home life. I got into studying for my WSET, which is a wine and spirit certification.
Uh-huh.
So once I did that and I passed my level two, I started putting in resumes for distribution jobs that I found online. And got a bite, and that worked out as well. So I got a lot of experience selling wine, craft beer, and spirits.
when you got to Third Wave, they weren't canning yet. They were just doing bottles. They were doing bottles limited. And then were they in full production with bottles at the time when you got there?
Yes, they were. With the Sandstorm, Big Reef Porter, and the First Wave IPA. Those are the only three that were out in the off-premise areas.
And so tell me about what it's like to launch a can line, to start going to people and say, hey, we have cans.
It's actually been really exciting because I feel that Lori and Swan have really taken the time to figure out which beers to can. And I feel that they're definitely doing the right ones because of the flavoring and what's out there. I feel like they've really done their research. There's not a ton of pale ale in cans, and, you know, our seasonal wheats coming out, you know, for people to be like, okay, this is how much we made, and, you know, this is how much we have left after our distributors, so you better get them while they're hot.
Right.
That's what people want. But I've been involved with both canning process, and it's been a lot of fun. Actually, we all enjoy the canning production day than the bottling. The bottling day is not as much fun because you're listening for bottles crack or you know, stuff like that. And it's definitely not as much fun as canning. Canning's a lot easier for us, maybe not for the guys that come in and can for us, but it's easier for us. And it's just a nice long day, though.
That's what I was going to ask about. So you do like, I guess, contract canning? Is that the way to put it? Your guy comes up in a truck and fills all the cans and leaves?
Yes. So pretty much call him a mobile canner.
And what is your job in that? I didn't realize that you were hands-on in both the bottling and the canning.
I'm not always. It's mostly if we just need help. But the canning process is so long because we only get them for that day, and the beer has to come right out of the fermenter and right into the cans. And so we have to get rid of that 30 barrel, you know, in that time span. So there's no stopping. And we have to, we're like on shifts. So we have people come in for about 4 hours and someone will take a break, sit down for half an hour and then rotate that because, I think the first time we did it was probably 10 hours. And then this last time with the beach break, it took 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a very long day. But it was still fun because they're easy to stack. They're easy to, you know, place on the pallets, and it's pretty fun.
And how easy are they to sell? Especially like it used to be my pale ale go-to was Sierra Nevada because that was the only pale. I'm sorry, Dale. So it was Dale, Sierra Nevada, and that was it. It just, what were you in the mood for that day? So did you get a lot of good reception bringing out that other can line?
Basically, that would be my first thing to say is, you know, I know Dale's pale is out there and I know Sierra Nevada pale is out there, but now you have a local pale ale and it's going to be a good, easy to grab six pack for people to take on the beach or go fishing or go to the pool. So yeah, that has been my number one selling point for the pale ale at least. But the cans, people are loving our cans because they're very bright and colorful and attractive and they're easy to read. And that's what we want. We wanted Third Wave to be seen and we want it to be bright and, you know, just very natural.
And now how involved were you in the design process? Is that something you did or?
No, I was not involved in that. I mean, Lori and Sue Ellen would ask our opinion, but I definitely had no part in that.
That's why when you said we wanted it to be big and bright, I thought.
Well, we're all on the same page, meaning that we enjoy our cans being, you know, bright and colorful. But that's what I would say to them. Like, if they ask my opinion, I'm like, I think it's gorgeous. It's beautiful, you know, lots of colors. So.
Now, when you go into, how do you get a place? When you do you just knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here and you should buy our beer? How does that work? How do you get accounts and how do you run accounts and how do you maintain them?
Well, how I get accounts is basically, I'll come in, I'll take a look at if it's off premise, I take a look at the store and see what they have and, you know, try to find the holes, see what Delaware beer they have or what local beer they have and try to find a spot for us. And that's where I will, you know, ask for the manager and we'll do, you know, if they have time, we'll sit there and taste the beer and I'll, you know, if they tell me which ones they like, that's great. But if they're not really sure, because a lot of these people, especially in Delaware, they don't really drink that much. So I have to steer them, the store owners anyway, I have to steer them in the right direction. So if I see they have no Belgian triple and I know that that's our number one seller, of course I'm going to be like, hey, this is our flagship. This is the number one seller. I sell 2 to 3 cases of this at a time when I do a tasting. You know, this is what you should bring into the store to try us out. And if we're doing well and we're selling out, maybe try another one of our brands.
Yeah.
I don't make them grab all 4 or 5 or however many we have at the time, because there's so many other great breweries out there. And I think that we all should have a spot. So, you know, whether it's someone, they don't have enough, they have no local pale ales, bring in our Shorebreak. If they don't have that much room, bring in our cans and you can stack our cans so we still get a placement. Stuff like
that. Right. And the same thing with taps, you just go into bars and say, see what they're missing?
Well, on-premise can be a little different. I like to go into a new restaurant, order some food and a beer and try to talk to the bartender or if the manager is around, you know, kind of get a feel for that. So, because I also like to know what the food is like, because what if our beer might not do well with it? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like going to an Italian restaurant or something and, ordering a pale ale or something like that. I don't know. For me, when I'm eating Italian food, I'm going to want to drink red wine or something like that. So it's again, like one of those things you have to walk in and get a feel for. And some people may not have craft on draft at all. So then I have to look at the taps. Okay, they don't carry any craft on draft, so I don't want mine sitting here and not getting drank. But if they have maybe a nice, but if they have a nice bottle list or a nice can list, maybe I can get a placement on that.
Well, that's interesting, because I would expect that if they didn't have anything on tap, it never occurred to me that they just didn't want any. It's not like nobody's asked before.
Yeah, well, sometimes that tells to me that their clientele, the customers that come in their restaurant, aren't interested, and they go through so much of the domestic beer that they're not going to worry about trying to make money on a craft beer. You know what I mean?
Right.
But,
and now, do you work both sides of the state line, or are you mostly in Sussex? Or
I am in charge of all of Delaware, Maryland Eastern Shore, and Virginia Eastern Shore right now, but Dave, our other salesman, who's awesome, he's like best business partner I've ever had. He has been working over in Baltimore, but right now he's helping me out in Wilmington because, you know, the beaches are opening up, so it's getting really busy.
Right. And so what are you guys doing up in Wilmington?
Well, we've got a really awesome show coming up here in Wilmington, right on Market Street in July for the Ladybug Music Festival. And we've been asked to be featured as their only craft brewery there.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very, very excited for that. That's it's going to be a big deal. I can't remember the date at the moment, but it's definitely in July. And I'm very excited. This kind of just, I was walking into a bar. I met some ladies, and we're talking about Third Wave, and mentioned how we're the only female brewery in the area, and that just sparked her interest, and called the lady in charge of Ladybug Music Festival, and then and that's how it happened. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Oh yeah, you should be. Listen, if it occurs to you, I'll put it down. But if you think of it, we should do a big feature on that, because that's a really big deal.
Yeah, and I'll definitely give you her info, because she does a lot of stuff with local music artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously we're a local brewery, so we all want to support local, and I think that's why it's a good relationship.
And last but not least, real quick, I think you said you had stuff coming up this weekend, and so I wanted to talk about that, but I also wanted to get your take on like standing in the liquor store. That's tough, right? I mean, it's fun the first time, but by now it must be hard to keep your spirits up. Or
what, to go into liquor stores?
Well, to do the live pours there, where you're sampling in the stores.
Oh no, I like it, because
really,
it gets people. If you can get them to stop, sometimes on Friday nights, it's Friday night. They already know what they want. They want to get in.
Right.
They want to get their drink on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the hardest part is actually stopping them to get them to try. But once you do and they find something that sparks their interest, you know, I do like talking to people, because it kind of gives me an idea of what they think. Like if they make a comment on our labels or our beer, or and sometimes they ask, hey, where are you at? That I can, you know, I'm going out tonight. Are you on tap anywhere? I'm like, yeah. And I'll tell them. And so I do like it. I like being around the people. It's actually better than being in the car 15 hours a week by myself.
I guess. And then a follow-up question. So you said you had a bunch of events coming up this weekend.
Yeah, well, actually, this week right now is Delaware Beer Week at the Pickled Pig up in Rehoboth.
Oh, someone was just talking to me about that.
Yeah, so...
Oh, you know what? It was Lori.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That would make sense.
Yeah. And so,
yeah,
tell me again, because I was drinking then, and I'm sober now.
No, that's... I completely understand. This is why I write everything down in my phone, so I can remember the next day, too. Yeah, so from the 4th to the 10th, so starting today, Pickle Pig is doing Delaware Beer Week, where every day they'll feature two different Delaware breweries and do specials and stuff. So that's a fun place to check out this week. So this Friday, it'll be us and Miss Billion there featuring our beer, so that'll be a fun time.
You guys get along great, too. You were next to one another at Secrets.
Oh yeah, we're always helping each other out. I think they've been great. They're just so friendly and outgoing like us, and just love what they do. And you know, Lauren and I are sometimes I'll text her and be like, Lauren, I just cannot remember the name of this customer. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I understand. Me too. It drives me insane. So yeah, it's been really nice. But I mean, I think a lot of us are close like that. So, which that's why I love this culture. It's a good culture for this area.
Yeah, it was cool. I was in Third Wave, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and Toby was back in and just having a beer at the bar, and you know, everything was cool.
Oh, yeah.
And hanging out. And
yeah.
I always see you guys around at each other's breweries and things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you'll usually find me at Third Wave or probably Rubber Soul, just so I can. There's, you know, they're great IPAs there, so I'm trying to extend my palate on my IPAs a little bit better.
Have you, by the way, spent much time at Hoppers? I did a story on that last week, and people were very excited about it. I wanted to see what your take on it.
I love Hoppers. I'll be there tomorrow night. Yeah, I've been there, I guess tomorrow night would be my third time, but since they opened. But that concept is just brilliant, and I'm very happy for them, and I thank them for bringing something like that to the Salisbury area, because we definitely need it. And for them to basically worry about getting all the local craft breweries they can, I mean, they haven't left anyone out, and it's been awesome. So I'm very appreciative of that, and I'll be there a lot.
Now, I'm sorry, when you said you'll be there, were you going there socially, or do you have an event there as well?
No, I go there socially. I like to, you know, I don't want to just go out for work all the time. I want people to know that I appreciate their business just as much when I'm on my own time. So.
Yeah, I try to do that as well, but.
Yeah. It gets expensive sometimes, but.
It really does. It's like I'm off the clock. Off the clock drinking is way more expensive than on the clock drinking. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure.
and I'm sorry, so did you have another event, or is that beer week the whole?
Yeah, so tomorrow or Wednesday night we have a beer dinner at the Nordstrom Christiana Mall called Six.
Wow.
And Pine. Yeah. So we have a 5 or 6 course dinner with all of our bottled and canned beer. So five course, I believe. Yeah. And so that's exciting. His menu looks amazing. I'm getting ready to make the Facebook event for that right now. And let's see. This Saturday, we have another beer dinner at Captain's Cove Marina down in Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's another.
Hike.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that bad. I like traveling, so it's good. But they're very nice people. It's a beautiful area. It's right on the water. So I'm sure there's still tickets available at both beer dinners. So, you know, if anybody's interested, it's definitely on Facebook. So,
very
and then
well.
we have one more on Sunday called the Sour Sipper, and that's at the Horn and Shell in West Ocean City, which I'm really excited for that one. I believe it's us, Evo, and Burley Oak doing a cask sour. So,
and what do you guys have coming up? Do you know what you're going to bring?
I think I'm going to let it be a surprise. But it's definitely one of our yummy Belgians that John does so well at.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to the Tennessee Wild Ale's got to be coming out again soon, right? Or did I miss that already again?
Yeah, that'll be coming out. I don't know the month yet, but yeah, that's definitely coming about.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We have more sours coming too. So.
Oh, that's awesome. My personal favorite so far is the North Bay IPA. I can't. That's one beer I just cannot stop drinking when I'm over there. It's just trouble because there's a lot of alcohol in that beer, but you don't taste it.
Yeah, so many people say that they love that beer. I think that's awesome because most people be like, a sour and an IPA, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, I think it's as well done as I've had. So, I mean,
yeah.
But John knows what.
Yeah, he's definitely a genius. Like the way he does his palate with his beer and balances the flavors out so awesome. It's great. That's why I've always loved Sandstorm. It's a perfect balanced Belgian triple, and I haven't found one since, honestly. I'm not saying that because I work for them. I've been drinking that long before I worked for them.
Yeah, no, my wife, that's my wife's favorite beer. She'll come home with that all the time. And
yeah.
And then again, that's another one where I'm like, you know, you can't drink all six of those. She's like, yeah, I know. And last but not least, before I let you go, just real quick, you guys just expanded it. I know that you're not in the production end of things, but do you know by how much and what that's going to do for your job?
Well, expanding onto the back has been great because it's a large area for storage. We just got in two new fermenters on Thursday. So that's 60 more barrels of beer we're going to produce, which I'm pretty excited about. But then I think the best part that Lori has going on, her idea, and Sue Ellen with the patio in the front is the parking lot that's going to be.
Cannot wait for that.
Yeah. Having, you know, cornhole out there and more tables and a setup and, you know, like a tent over us where we're going to have music every weekend. I think that's just going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Is there a timetable on that, or?
We're trying to hit May, but I don't know for sure.
Cool. Well, and again, if you guys keep us posted, we'll put up pictures and stuff like that. We'll let everybody know when you guys are ready to go.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah, this was fun. I like it.
All right. Cool.
I love talking about beer and Third Wave, so.
Pretty cool, huh? It's nice to know that someone's like really that into their job. You know, I guess it's tough to have a bad day when you're slinging beer all day. Tracy's just fantastic, and it was a pleasure to get to talk to her. Something that I forgot to let you know, that if you're listening to this and you're interested in beer and you're interested in writing about beer, we are always looking for different bloggers at shorecraftbeer.com. So if you're interested in blogging for shorecraftbeer.com, please shoot me an email, tony@oceancity.com, which is all spelled how it sounds. I'm T-O-N-Y at the little at symbol, OceanCity.com. Also, please feel free to follow us on our social networks. I am my name backwards. That is at OSSURYNOT on Twitter. We also have Shore Craft Beer on Twitter. Follow us there. Of course, the Facebook page, just search Shore Craft Beer. Don't bother searching Tony Russo. There are like a billion of us. Make sure you check back in tomorrow when we will debut our most recent Beer with Strangers episode. And that'll be Doug and I talking about beer news, international beer news, or national and international beer news, as well as some local stuff and some homebrewing stuff. And also next week, we hope to have Jason Weisberg on the line talking about their new bottling at Asselwoman. If for some reason I don't get to talk to Jason, just like this week I ruined the Tom Noor episode, which is why we got Tracy, who was really cool about it. So if for some reason I ruin Jason's episode, we'll talk to somebody else. But whoever it is, make sure you check on Thursdays for your downloads, and you can catch us with these little beer chats. And if there's anybody again you want to hear, make sure you let us know. Until then, drink what you like and be happy.